Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
The Republican health care plan is here. The official name is the American Health Care Act. Well, that's boring. Nobody's going to call it that. Conservatives are calling it Rhino Care, Republican in name only, or Obamacare Lite, because it does not go far enough. I think the name should honor our new president, so I suggest abbreviating Donald Trump Care. Let's just call it Don't Care. The president wants a speedy passage of the new bill and is already threatening any Republicans who do not support it. That would release a Twitter storm from the boss. But this approval is before we even know what it's going to cost. No dollar estimates have yet been provided by the Congressional Budget Office. Don't care. Nonpartisan congressional budget analysts estimate the bill would cause millions of Americans to lose their health insurance coverage almost immediately. The New Yorker's John Cassidy writes, back in January, Donald Trump promised that the replacement for Obamacare would provide insurance for everybody. By endorsing this bill, Trump has broken that pledge. Cassidy explains, the bill aims to take a wrecking ball to the principle of universal coverage. If enacted, millions of Americans would end up without any coverage. Medical debt is the leading cause of personal bankruptcy, and unreimbursed care drives up medical costs. But enough from the left, let's hear from the right. Edmund Haselmeyer is an expert in healthcare policy at the Heritage Foundation. He writes, the draft bill's new patient and state stability fund would provide grants to states of up to a total of $100 billion over the next 9 years. He says it substitutes new funding for old Obamacare funding without adequately addressing the misguided Obamacare insurance market rules and subsidy design that made the exchanges a magnet for high-cost patients. And like Obamacare, it doesn't actually reduce premiums. Rather, masks with subsidies the effect of Obamacare provisions that drove up premiums in the first place. Well, geez, Edmund, it's hard to make everybody happy. Don't care. It replaces subsidies with tax credits, kind of rough on the poor, but a great deal if you already have insurance and make a lot of money. It eliminates the individual mandate to have insurance. On the surface, that seems very popular, but it can make the risk pool untenable for insurance coverage. We have an insurance mandate for our cars, and that works well, in my opinion. The bill defunds Planned Parenthood. Remember, there is not a line item that says Planned Parenthood. No federal funds go to abortion already. This simply means services like birth control counseling and cancer screenings will not be reimbursed. That's don't care. I hope we get some more information before this bill get rushed through Congress, like the price tag. Who knew healthcare could be so complicated? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.